land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California.
Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas is just an hour from the capital city of Little Rock, but it's light years away. Native Americans were here first, but by the 1830s, Western migration had brought settlers and attendant out-of-control development of healing hot spring hotels. The federal government, cognizant of the propensity for despoilization, sought to preserve the area's unique natural allures through an act of Congress in 1834, with a formal designation as the Hot Springs Reservation Recreation Area. By the 1880s, professional baseball leagues from around America started coming to Hot Springs, creating the country's first spring training destination. Spring training continued in Hot Springs right up through the mid-1940s, and Hot Springs was designated a national park back in 1921. But that didn't stop mobsters such as Al Capone and bank robbers like Bonnie and Clyde and the Barker Gang from coming to town to savor the thermal healing spa resorts and the gambling joints and brothels just across the street from the national park's border. By the way, Hot Springs is also Bill Clinton's hometown, and he frequently returns for visits. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Hot Springs National Park for a visit with Park Ranger Miguel Marquez.
The voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
Miguel Marquez.
Yep. I'm a supervisory park ranger at Hot Springs National Park.
This is a unique national park site. It really is. I can't think of another one in America quite like this. What makes it distinct?
You're very right on point. Hot Springs National Park is unique, being that it is the only national park that has the thermal heated waters.
And it's within an urban area,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very urban. The Central Avenue cuts right through us. We have a lot of hiking trails, campgrounds, the historical bathhouses. Every national park has its unique story, and we're all special, and they have their unique story. But this one in particular has a lot of history, a lot of historical structures, and a lot of recreational opportunities. But the main thing is the water, the thermal water that doesn't exist anywhere else in any other national park but this one here.
And what's interesting, as we talked about earlier, the federal government was cognizant and understood the significance of this area before the formation of the National Park Service, long
yes.
before. So let's go back in time
yes.
a bit.
Yeah, exactly. So the federal government owned this property way before the National Park Service was born. And this is 2016 now. Mm-hmm. It's the centennial of the National Park Service. We're turning 100 years old. So the National Park Service was created in 1916. But this area and the federal government, they designated this reservation, it was called, mm-hmm. way in the 1800s. And they wanted to protect this federally owned property for recreation. So it is not the first national park. However, it is one of the places, the first federally owned properties where it was designated to protect.
And they probably knew at some point it was worthy of it becoming a national park site.
Exactly, yep. It was very important. They did recognize the natural resources here, the thermal springs and the thermal waters and the healing properties of the thermal waters, what created Hot Springs and Bathhouse Row eventually, where we stand today.
Give us a word picture of what is Bathhouse Row and when did it come into existence and its heyday.
There are 8 bathhouses along Bathhouse Row currently. All of the bathhouses are built above springs or right behind springs. And in its heyday, there was a booming town. People were coming here to look for medical attention. In the 1800s, a lot of these bathhouses were treated as medical facilities, using the thermal waters to treat patients. They were big on physical therapy and stretching, and not only physical health but mental health. They were encouraging people to drink the thermal waters. It was a healing resource that the industry boomed on. You go across the street, you're no longer in the National Park Service. You're in a city. There are historical bars and brothels. It was a booming town. It was bigger than Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was a popular destination for gangsters.
Yes, on the National Park side, there wasn't gangster activity. Our story is the thermal waters. It is the healing powers of the water, the mountaintops, the trails, the recreation. But yes, the town itself across the way, There was a lot of mobsters in the area.
And we're talking about Al Capone.
Yes, yeah. It was a big Al Capone was here, along with a lot of boxing greats. Jack Dempsey would use the Fordyce Gymnasium to box and practice. The baseball, you know, spring training was held here in the National Park. At the time, it wasn't Park Service, but Whittington Park was where they did their spring training, and they would come here and use the baths, treat their muscle aches and pains. But yes, you're right, mafia, mobsters. It was a neutral zone here.
So do some people come here specifically, they're attracted because it's a national park?
Yes, a lot of people come here for hot springs. Most people come to that front door of the Fordyce Bathhouse. That is our visitor center. And they come in here asking, the first question is, where are the hot springs? Including myself. I've been here 2 months. I spent the past 5 years in Washington, D.C. working for the Park Service. When I walked in here, I thought I was in the wrong park. I said, where are the hot springs? I applied for Hot Springs National Park. And my supervisor says, you are in Hot Springs National Park. A lot of people come here for the baths. Some may not know it is a national park, but once you're on this side of the street of Central, it's all federal property. It is a national park.
Give us a little deeper word picture of the bathhouses, because in many respects, if you have not been here and seen it, it's a misnomer. They're not houses. They're like resorts, these turn-of-the-century, 1900, 1910, beautiful, large, multi-storied. Give us a word picture of what's within the Fordyce, for example.
Yes, exactly. Out of the 8 bathhouses along Bathhouse Row, they are a piece of history that is preserved. Luxury, high class, state-of-the-art bathing houses and medical facilities. Multi-story, stained glass ceilings, 8,000 pieces in a stained glass piece in the men's bathing quarters, Italian marble, a lot of mason work, tile work, state-of-the-art machinery, including, you know, steam boxes, steam cabinets, sitz baths, massage parlors, electrotherapy, hydrotherapy. All of this was happening in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And the Park Service is preserving that history today for future generations.
And how about on the third floor, you have the gym, which is incredible.
Yeah. On the Fordyce Bathhouse on the third floor, the top level, there is a large gymnasium. That was the largest gymnasium in the entire state of Arkansas in 1915 when the Fordyce building opened. You have your speed bags. You have the rowing machine. A lot of Olympian, you have a lot of the dumbbells and Indian clubs and medicine balls, for example. This was state-of-the-art equipment, gymnasium equipment. And nowadays, a lot of people are going back to that, you know, with CrossFit and calisthenics. Yeah, it's a beautiful gym, a big gymnasium, and it's actually open to the public to view as a museum. You can't use it today, but it's a restored historical museum. All of these buildings, all the bathhouses are historical structures.
It's really fascinating, too, because here you have this main drag of downtown Hot Springs. You have the row of the elegant architectural specimens of the bathhouses, and yet behind our shoulders, 20 yards away, starts this basic wilderness area. Tell us about the natural experience here at the National Park.
Exactly. We have a beautiful green space, a lot of trails, a lot of mountains. Right behind Bathhouse Row, you're right, there is the Grand Promenade, which is a historical carriage road. And then we are sitting right below Hot Springs Mountain. So there are multiple trails. They are actually historical trails because doctors would prescribe people and patients to go for a hike, go stretch your legs out.
Things have never changed.
Yeah, yeah. And what I like to do after I get off work, I actually hike up to the top of the mountain tower for my fitness. I have actually hiked the entire loop trail. We have a 14-mile trail that goes around the entire property of our national park on the top of the mountain on the ridge line.
The tower, the lookout tower on the mountaintop, that's a cool destination and a must-do in itself.
Yeah, right above Bathhouse Row on top of Hot Springs Mountain. Once you hike up to the top, it's only a half a mile hike to the top of Hot Springs Mountain, and there's beautiful lookouts, but you can also go inside the tower, which is ran by concessioners.
And how many stories tall is the tower? It looks like, five?
It's about 5 stories tall, and it's an elevator that actually goes up there. And once you're at the top, you can see the entire national park. Further out past the park, and you can see the entire Hot Springs town, the city of Hot Springs. Beautiful overlook. Historically, people would go up there, and it was an overlook tower. People would sit up there and relax and enjoy nature.
And You're a resident now of Hot Springs.
Yes.
You're kind of hunkered in.
Yeah.
What do you like about Hot Springs when you're off duty?
You know, I've been here 2 months, and I live about two blocks away. I love that I actually wake up, and on my way to work, I can see my national park. I can see West Mountain. I'm an outdoor advocate, so I enjoy Hot Springs for its recreational activities, hiking activities. Arkansas is a natural state. That's what they boast. They're the natural state, and I was drawn to that. I believe in the National Park Service, and I support their mission. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy Hot Springs, Bathhouse Row, and the history. I love the history about the place. I like that we do have the historical structures here, and then we also have the green space to recreate in.
And does MPS have daily guided tours?
Yes.
Interpretive tours?
Yes, we have. We do tours of Bathhouse Row. In the Fordyce Bathhouse at 11 a.m. and at 2 p.m., we do tours of the entire bathhouse. So you can go, come on a tour, join us on a ranger guided tour.
Is there a fee for that?
No, it's free. Our national park does not charge an entrance fee. It's free to roam around. You can do a self-guided tour throughout the entire day of the Fordyce Bathhouse, 9 to 5. Ranger guided tours are at 11 and at 2. And we're working on a lot more outdoor programs. We have a lot of hikes coming up. There's going to be some bird walks coming up as well. Getting kids outdoors, experiencing nature, moving outside.
Very cool. Anything else you want to add that you're most proud about, passionate you want to share?
Coming from California, I drove across the United States to start my career with the Park Service in Washington, D.C. In 2011, I got the job with the Park Service, and I started my career, my dream job. When I put the uniform on and put this hat on, this ranger hat on, it doesn't feel like work for me because this is my passion. I love doing this, so it's getting paid to play. I feel like I've been on a paid vacation since I started working for the Park Service. I like the mission of it, and I believe in the stories of each national park. Every national park is unique. I feel like I can go to any national park and work there because I'm supporting the mission of the entire agency, and we're protecting these beautiful places for America to enjoy.
Nice. And yeah. Mission statement is?
Our mission statement is to preserve and protect the natural resources and cultural resources for future generations, unimpaired for future generations to come.
Nice. Is there a specific NPS website to Hot Springs?
So for Hot Springs, you actually go to nps.gov/HOSP.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Miguel Marquez, Ranger, United States Park Service, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
From California. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.
And the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.